This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. At least 30 people have lost their lives and 60 others were injured in the incident that took place at Sangam Ghat in Mahakumbh Prayagraj today. Addressing a press conference, DIG Kumbh Mela Vaibhav Krishna said the incident occurred between 1 and 2 a.m. when a huge crowd gathered on the Akhada route and the barricades were broken. He added that the administration quickly enforced the rescue operation after the incident created a green corridor for ambulances and transported the injured to hospitals.
महाकुंभ प्रयागराज में मौनी अमावस्या का मुख्य स्नान पर्व था. इसमें ब्रह्म मुहूर्त से पूर्व प्रातः 1 बजे से 2 बजे के मध्य मेला क्षेत्र में अखाड़ा मार्ग पर भारी भीड़ का दबाव बना और इस भीड़ के दबाव के कारण दूसरी ओर के बैरिकेड्स टूट गए और भीड़ के लोग बैरिकेड्स बांधकर दूसरी तरफ ब्रह्म मुहूर्त के स्नान का इंतजार कर रहे श्रद्धालुओं को कुचलना शुरू कर दिया. यद्यपि प्रशासन ने तत्काल राहत और बचाव कार्य करते हुए ग्रीन कॉरिडोर बनाया और एम्बुलेंस के माध्यम से लगभग 90 घायलों को अस्पताल तक पहुंचाया, परंतु इसमें से दुर्भाग्यपूर्ण तरीके से 30 श्रद्धालुओं की दुखद मृत्यु हो गई है.
प्रेसिडेंट द्रौपदी मुर्मू, वाइस प्रेसिडेंट जगदीप धनकर एंड प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी हैव एक्सप्रेस्ड कंडोलेंसेस टुवर्ड्स द फैमिलीज ऑफ द पीपल हु हैव लॉस्ट देयर लाइव्स इन द पेनफुल एक्सीडेंट व्हिच अकर्ड इन महाकुंभ. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has ordered judicial inquiry over the incident which occurred at Sangam Ghat in Mahakumbh Prayagraj. Talking to media, Mr. Adityanath said that the 3-member judicial commission will look into the entire matter and submit its report to the state government. Meanwhile, saints and seers of different akharas today took Amrit Snan at Triveni Sangam on the occasion of Mouni Amavasya. Flower petals were showered on saints and seers. Our correspondent reports that devotees are still taking the holy dip in the Triveni Sangam. The government has approved the National Critical Mineral Mission with an outlay of more than 34,000 crore rupees. The decision has been taken to build a resilient value chain for critical mineral resources essential for promoting green technologies. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav highlighted the importance of critical minerals for the development of the economy. The government has also approved the price for ethanol procurement from sugarcane feedstock. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today came down heavily on the Aam Aadmi Party, accusing it of spreading lies and making false promises to residents of Delhi. He said Delhi's problem remains the same as both Congress and AAP parties did nothing for the development of Delhi in their tenure. Addressing an election rally in Bawana area, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi also accused AAP and BJP of making false promises. He alleged the former Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal is opposed to reservations and is against Dalits, backwards, minorities and the poor. Addressing a public gathering in Badli Assembly area, AAP National Convener Arvind Kejriwal highlighted the work done by his government. He promised that water bills will be waived off by his party if they come to power. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the union budget on February 1. The common people are expecting that this budget will see improvements and incentives in various sectors as well as boost the economy and providing relief to the public. The Joint Committee of Parliament on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 adopted its draft report today. Talking to media in New Delhi, Chairman of the 31-member panel, Jagdambika Pal, said the committee has adopted amendments on 14 clauses related to the bill. He added that the report of the committee will be submitted to Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla tomorrow. Mr. Pal highlighted that the detailed deliberations were held on the bill in the last 6 months. New and Renewable Energy Minister Prahlad Joshi today said that the government is working towards generating 500 gigawatts of power and energy by 2030. In Tata Steel Chess Masters, the 10th round match between D. Gukesh and Dutch Grandmaster Max Wammerdam is currently underway at Wijkaanzee, Netherlands. Arpagenand is also up against Russian GM Vladimir Fedosev. And that is the end of this news bulletin.